Whole meal replacement is one of the hottest trends among South Korean consumers, and a team of retail meat buyers from Korea recently visited the United States to see what the U.S. pork and beef industries could do to fill this need. One of the highlights of their trip was a visit to the Minnesota farm of U.S. Meat Export Federation Chair-elect Bruce Schmall. USMEF Korea Director Jihae Yang has more details in this USMEF report.
USMEF Korea invites the Korean retailers to Mr. Bruce Schmall's farm so they could learn about how corn and soybean was raised. So usually Korean farms are very, very tiny and requires a lot of labors and all was manually done. So they were just amazed and impressed by the scale of the industry. And they realized why U.S. beef and pork has the price competitiveness and the quality competitiveness.
Schmall explains why he feels it's important for U.S. producers to showcase their operations for foreign meat buyers.
My wife and I, Terry, we farm approximately 1,000 acres in Dodge County, southeastern Minnesota, basically 50-50 corn and soybeans. We've hosted actually quite a few international trade teams from soybeans to beef, pork producers. Today we have the South Koreans here basically looking at whole meal replacement type food products. And I think at first glance, you would be hard-pressed to understand what is the value actually to a corn and soybean producer. But when you connect all the dots, you see that our profitability as a corn and soybean producer relies on the success of the red meat industry in our area. And to be able to take that to the next step and be able to export and find new markets internationally, it only adds to our bottom line.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.